Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 9. Today is Saturday, February 27th. Well, kind of, because it's actually Sunday, 28th.
Well, you can say
for us future people.
Say it's your time is okay. It's fine.
So, but it is 2016, and I am your host, Lita, and that one that was just speaking, that's my co-host, Stone.
Hello.
Hey, Stone. How you doing?
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. Oh, that's exciting. How you doing? All right.
Okay.
We're all jazz, ready to rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
Excellent. Excellent. All righty. Well, today we have a very special guest who's come to join us, and we have two-time Iron Champion. And I've gone mentally blank and was just going to say Azzy. What? So Azzy's here to join
G'day.
Us.
I've been up here for a minute. How you
going? Sorry. I'm going good. I was like so torn between, am I going to just go Azzy or you're am I going to go...
You were supposed to say his proper name. And we talked about this.
You could go down the stone line and say it incorrectly.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to do, because that's what popped into my head. It's like I've got Stone in my ear going Azzy Loon, which is not correct. And I was like, yep. Oh.
So apparently I owe you a beer.
Doing it live.
Right? Now I owe you guys a beer because I got the name wrong.
I think so.
A coffee.
I think more than a beer.
You owe Azzy a beer.
Thanks for letting me come along.
Oh, you're welcome. So thank you for doing this for us. Stone, yes. We'll go straight into having a chat with Azzy.
Yep.
So, Azzy, tell us a little bit about yourself. So tell us about the player behind the characters.
A little bit. I'm old, 52. Married, I live in Melbourne, and I work in the finance industry. The bet sounds don't play well, and Iron Man. That's about
excellent. Alrighty. So, how long have you actually been playing WoW?
I had to go back and look at my account. How many free trial? I think it was September 2007. I think I got a 14-day free trial.
Yeah.
Back in the day, and then yeah, the first hit's free, and then you just carry on.
Yeah, that's true.
What, 7 years? It's a long time.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. But how long have then you been taking part in doing the WoW Challenges?
Oh, look, I'm not sure exact day. I think it'd be around 3 years. I remember seeing original challenge people doing it, and I did start it. Initially, I was only on Odd Horde side for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
And then sort of after a few attempts, just went over to Alliance, which, you know, the side I normally play, and then graduated to Warmaster Cord, where I heard that, you know, that was the realm that the Iron Man people accumulated. I don't know why, but, you know, we didn't want a full RP server. But, about 3 years ago, and, I mean, not seriously, really, probably about a couple of years ago. But, I think back all the stupid things I did at the start. Nothing much has changed, really.
Nice. Nice. Well, you can tell us about some stupid things that you've done shortly. But for you, well, tell us about, like, what class and races have you tried with doing Iron Man? And out of what you've done so far, what have you found to be the best thing? So you got to 100 just recently on your hunter.
Mainly hunters, really. I did like the paladins, and I got a couple to level 60s. But this is before they changed now. I'll probably get the spell wrong. Some seal of inside or something where it gets back mana and everything. They stuffed up the mana regen, and then after that was virtually unplayable. You know, it's happened a few times over the course of, you know, expansions and patches where, you know, one, you know, race combo was, you know, more viable than the others. So really now it's Hunter. And sort of these days, the main thing is Night Elf with the Shadow Mail, and that seems to be, you know, the go-to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, other, you know, the Hunter's got Fane, you know, other turns have got, you know, different things they can use, but you put Shadow Mail on top of it, gives you another out. So, yeah, so mainly Hunters, and, I rate the Resto Shaman healing, so killing something, you know, something different, and it's enjoyable with a pet, and make a bit of a game with it too, because, you know, I don't know, on the forums I had a couple of threads, Azzy and Iron's Excellent Adventure, where, selfie through the, you know, the course of a challenge, and Iron, my bear, look, I tame the same bear every time. As you come in Loch Modan, on the left, there's a black bear.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I come in, I tame him.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I do it, he seems to hit me a bit harder and smile a bit. I'm sure, sorry, smile when he hits me when I try. Because he knows what's coming.
Nice. Yeah.
So I made it a bit of an RP, a bit of a, you know, adventure, because I always get I'm a bear, and, you know, we go off. And then, so mainly Hunters. Because just, I don't know why. I mean, they are considered the easier class, but I just enjoy it.
Well, easy. It's still hard.
Relative.
Right? I mean, it's still hard to do. So, you know.
Yeah.
Hunters. So, probably Hunter, and that's probably your dog. Yeah.
You were running around on a monk, though, I saw?
Yeah. I've killed 3 monks lately.
Oh,
41, where.
Oh, well, that's. Good.
I logged out. I was in one of the plague lands. Logged out, logged back in to start again. And I was just dead.
What?
I don't know. Yeah, I think sometimes when you log in, it takes a minute or two before you get your bearings or get actually in the game. And there must have been a mob near me and killed me. I just logged in. I was dead. I was logged out safely, but anyway, and a level 22 where I think it might have been a bourbon debuff on a Friday night, and I woke up dead. So I don't remember. I got the 53, and then Arthas Rockle stopped me in Fellwood for some reason. Just turned around and whopped me. You know the quest in Fellwood where you do, like, Arthas kills someone, and normally I have no problems with him. You just turn around, because I was a gnome monk, I had no shadow melt, just whack. But so I tried a rogue. I'm not really for melee, but monk was really good. I really enjoyed it. The Touch of Death's OP, does trivialise some of the major fights where you normally have problems on other tunes. Mm-hmm. So I actually started another Hunter because it's like putting on a pair of comfy shoes. He goes, that's nice. You know, just, you know, a tamed iron, off we go, and I just enjoy it. And So I at this stage, I was a little bit out of sorts after get the Hunter, a bit of a letdown, and so I'll try a few turns, and I think, knowing what I know, 90 to 100 on a mark, I don't know if I make it, because I'm a bit gung-ho and patience is not my virtue, so, you know, I'll probably just get myself killed higher up, so I might as well do another Hunter. If I get to 100, I can be a scout for Legion, because I think we'll need one.
Okay, alright. Yeah, I suppose that's a good plan. Yeah. So for you, though, with leveling now, another Hunter, are you going to follow the exact same path, or are you going to try a different path?
Oh, look, I've been doing the same path probably. You know, the main thing that kills you is something you're not aware of or are surprised. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably do the same sort of thing. So I've got like level 30, and, like, mind you, that took me about 8 hours to get 8 or 9 hours to get to 30, 32. Oh. So, you know, pretty quick. And, I'll just see how it goes. It's just something to do. I mean, if I get to 100, I get to 100. If I die, I die. I'm not really worried. Do something different. I have tried and get to level 60, you know, at level, not trying to overpower the, you know, the mobs by too much. You know, some of the melee class, you have to, you know, give yourself a few levels when you do it. Hunter, yeah. I can probably, because I've got to level 60, this level, at level, you know,
oh, really?
Level equivalent areas. It's just being aware of the quests, and, and it can go pear-shaped occasionally, but the main thing with doing with the mobs at lower level actually gives you a bit of an out. If you pull too many mobs when they're lower, you've got a chance. With a hunter, you've got, you know, Fane, you've got, you know, bear can take it, or you can do this. There's a lot of things to get out of at, when you're at level or slightly higher, lower, then, yeah, you know, you've got less leeway. But, yeah, I'll probably do the same way, yeah.
Okay. All right. So then tell us, like, what sort of path do you start off with? So you're going to go Night Elf Hunter again, like exactly the same race and class. So then what's your follow through for getting up to 20, getting up to 60, like what sort of gives me ideas as well.
I go Nelf starting zone. I'll go straight to Dunmoreau and do, you know, the caves of the Trogs and go to Loch Madan, Wetlands, then Dustwood, Arathi Highlands, Stranglethorn and Hinterlands. Things like that. Then Dustwood, then the Plague Lands, then bits and bobs to 60. When I get to 60, I always go to do the plant versus ghouls quests, you know, up in...
Hillsbrad?
Yeah, Hillsbrad. I do that level 60 because when you initially do it, it's a probably about 9 quest chain before it comes a daily. So I go at level 60. And at 60, because it scales, so you go level 60, and I do all that, and you get like 150,000 XP. So it's probably a couple, 2 or 3 bubbles into level 60.
Okay. Right.
So, and for a hunter, going to Outland, it's not too bad. 60, 61, you can probably do it. So Outlands, I sort of do everything up to probably, I don't do Blade's Edge. See how, you know, where I get, how far I can get to 70, 71 to get the North Rim. I try to get 71 and do the Isle of Kaldanas dailies. They're very, at 71, you can sort of ruffle stomp them. And that lasts to 76. And you get probably about a 25% of a level. It's like 10 quests, 10 or 11 quests.
Yeah.
And they're pretty easy, I mean, for Hunter. And you do that up to 76. And that gives you a lot of XP. And I think the key is from 71 to 90 is, you know, what I've found since the stat squish and all this is, out of the 71 to 90, all about 3 or 4 zones are one-shot stuff. Because when you get to 61, you one-shot everything the previous expansion. At 71, at level 71, you one-shot everything in Outland. Same with 81, you one-shot everything in Northrend.
Yeah.
So and 86 in Cadder. So if you plan it correctly, then you know I went through Ice Crown and Storm Peaks where I just one-shot mobs. It wasn't, you know, it was just trivial. For a hunter, melee, you know, your mileage might vary, but with a hunter, I was just one-shotting stuff. And then when it can be dangerous when you get to a mob that's dangerous, and sometimes that's the killer. You want runs one-shot stuff, and they have a mob where they haven't done it correctly, and they just turns around and whacks you. That's happened a couple of times with people. But so basically that 80, 90 to 100 is a different kettle of fish. You know, I use the trick to get to, you know, my Galarish garrison without doing the intro quest. I did a few of the intro quests, but you have to kill that big monster in the cave before you. I did that.
Oh, you did?
I had to resurrect my pet Iron 3 times in that fight before I killed him. But then there was just a matter of picking the quests and treasures and things like that. But like, you know, 90 to 100 or even 80, 85 to 100 is a different game. But yeah, basically that's a similar path, you know, might differ from, you know, if there's some holiday event or, you know, bits and pieces. But basically that's within what my plan of doing it. You know, so it's a long time to get to 90, 100.
Oh, absolutely. So then for you, what would you say has been the most unfriendly zone for you to go, you know, to try?
Anything in Mop and Wide, probably. I think, you know, like a lot of people say Red Ridge, you know, a lot of people thought But I think it boils down to anything can be unfriendly where if three things are involved, an NPC help hint, a vehicle quest, or a one-shot mechanic where it requires you to do a particular thing. Like I know that one in Mount Hyjal, there's a big boss, one of the mobs, he does a AoE one-shot, but you have to get in this bubble to leave it out and then kill him. Yeah, one-shot mechanics where you've got to put a shield up or something, that can go pear-shaped very quickly.
Yeah.
And just pulling too many, I think, basically. So whilst, you know, Red Ridge is dangerous, I mean, like, it could be anything, you know, that goes wrong. But I think it's where things, like I mentioned before, those three things, is where things are taken out of your control for those NPCs. I saw, who was it? It was one of the streamers died on...
Griff Quest. Just died again.
And was it the one where you had the dwarfs? Was that him?
I don't know. I had gone for a nap, and when I came back, he was dead. So
I think it was, one of them, it might have been him. They did the quest in Badlands where, I think it's Badlands, where you'd have the three NPC dwarfs. And I do that I do the first three to get just the first parts, no dangerous. And I've had a few close calls a lot earlier in the challenge where, you know, you have the NPCs and you've got to kill elites. And he was doing it. Yeah. He didn't know what, he just, oh, look, this is great. And I said, oh, God, he's going to die. And yeah, 2 seconds later, he died. So it's things where you got no control.
Yeah.
Or you're not aware of, you know, like, everything goes pear shaped. So I wouldn't say, because I level is I know the quest inside and out. I've done them so many times. If I miss one, I go, hang on, something's not right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I go very quickly and with minimal danger. But it's just about knowing the quest, yeah. So I'd say I think anything in mob and wild is dangerous because there's a lot of one shots, there's a lot of, you know, issues with that. Other zones, you know, like, you know, you know, hostile NPC, NPC's leader.
Yes.
Fly low.
So yeah. So
I know that one. Fly low, leader. Fly low.
Low.
Smack. Yeah.
No, you fly low in certain zones.
Yes. Yeah, I forgot it was there. I was completely forgot it was there. It was so hilarious.
I feel bad.
That I didn't even cry. I can't believe I did not cry. But
you haven't been one-shotted by an enemy guard. You have not. You're doing it wrong because I got.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I've done it now. So, you know, I need to. I need to get over it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's basic. So they could all be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. So for you then, what has been your fondest, you know, memory with doing your Hunter to 100? What has been the one thing that you kind of, that just jumps out in your mind right now about doing that?
I think it's a bit hard. It was a bit of any climax getting in because I'm, you know, in Australia and most of them in America, so not many people were on. But it was just the ding, it was just the relief and just the journey, just going back and all the efforts I made to get through there. But I think it's more so the way that, you know, how the guild on Wormest Accord and, you know, the challenge has grown since I, you know, 2 years ago. That's basically it, you know, made a lot of good friends and, you know, in the guild like this, I think I looked at it this morning, there's about 800 characters in the guild at the moment. So it's just a group and now, you know, I get in now, it's not unusual to have 10 or 12 people on. It's just that, you know, like, I've done it so many times. I just happened to be lucky that certain things didn't kill me and I got through.
Yeah.
And it could be like I was just doing that when I went to 100, I was just a simple quest and something just almost one shot me within 5%. And I said, that could have been the end of it. You know, you don't know. Yes. It's just lucky.
Yeah.
It's like over the course of the challenge is just getting that, you know, you're going to be three or four times where you're going to probably die if you don't do the correct thing. So if you can manage that. So I think it's just the getting there and just I worked hard to do it. And then the support, also the support I received from the other Irons doing it. So I think it's a combination thing. It wasn't one moment because it's such a long journey. A lot of people, you know, sort of travel it with you and they're doing the same journey. So it's just their support.
Yeah, that's true.
What was the highest level character that you have actually lost? Because I know that you've lost 90, some high ones and you just
90,
keep...
90.
Oh, man.
Well, I got this my first one. I got to 90. This is where they changed the stat question and everything. And I started back and I didn't really know. And it played differently.
Yep.
Yep.
And I just stuffed up and died at 90. So, yeah.
I think Iron Egg actually lost in her 90 as well. I think she was an Iron.
Who was that? Sorry?
Iron Egg from the website, she's got a warlock, right? I think that's how you say her name. Yeah. Yeah, and it was the squish. It just changed everything. Everything.
Wow. Once I got used to it, it was all right, but then I had to start from scratch, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So I was going to say, what has been for you the worst way that you've died as any of your irons?
All right, sit back in the drawer.
Oh,
a couple of mentions. Death by Moth. I've written down here. Death by Moth.
Death by Moth.
I started a level 1 Draenei Paladin, went out and hit a moth, then DC came back dead. Time.
Oh, no.
Wow.
The
Zenga Cave of Death.
Oh, yeah. And Rokester and Caves.
Yep. Oh.
Yes. Yep. I lost 2 irons in a row at 64 in that cave.
Oh.
And you think I'd learnt from previous that. And then now, ever since I do it, I go with Petless, and it hasn't been a problem, although I had one small issue, but I've sort of beat it. And one other mention is tab targeting a Horde Toon.
Oh,
PvP?
No.
This is before the changes. I was in Hellfire, and when I tab targeted the Hunter's pet, Horde pet, that didn't end well. Until now, it's really good. Now you can't do it, so it's fine.
Yeah,
I suppose my most memorable one is Death by Phone Call. I lost my job last year, and I had to sell my house and move. Pretty tough trying to get a job, and.
Yeah,
I was level 86 in Mount Hyjal, and I got a phone call after an interview offering me a job. I said, "Oh, fantastic! Got a phone. That's great." Looked around, I was 1% health, feigned death, but I had a dot on me.
Oh no!
Mixed emotion. I went out and celebrated, going, "Oh!" But it was really, really a stress relief getting the job. But Jesus, you know, I should have. What's the first rule? You try and find a safe spot. That was probably my most they're all bad, embarrassing. I mean, you drown, you could DC, go into a Horde camp. I've died by everything,
Okay, all right, so then for you, what do you think the main advice that you would give someone who has not started doing Iron Man or any of the type of challenge type tunes, what do you think would be your one main piece of advice that you'd give someone?
I think don't be surprised by a quest mechanic. And I think also be prepared to die because you're not going to do it first go. So I think a lot of people do it once or twice and then, I've had enough, bang, because you're not going to do it first or two or three times at least.
Yeah.
And I know for the Iron Man Guild is ask questions. If you're not sure, ask. And also if your gut is telling you not to do it, don't do it, because normally your gut feeling is probably the best. Even if it isn't, it's best just, I don't want to do that. So I think just not be surprised and, just if you're able to, is ask questions about other people who've probably done the quests. And that happens a lot. So what about this quest? And say, well, look, I can do it, but I'm a hunter, so as a priest, maybe a bit different. So basically, you just don't be surprised and give yourself an out a bit. If you go into a situation, have your feigned death up, have your shadow mail ready, an out, or give yourself, don't box yourself in with mobs, or give your way to, if you have to run, kill mobs around. Don't go in and kill the main mob. Something can go pear shaped and you'll be swamped. Things like that, and just awareness of the mobs too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's really good advice. I think I've learned a lot today, which is good.
Okay, so we usually ask people to give three helpful tips or tricks, and to be honest, I think everything that you've given us
yes,
is like way more than just the three.
Which is fantastic.
If you want to give more, go for it, man. Yeah.
I think I mentioned the Australian before. For hunters, there's when you know the quest we become a blue chick up there in the thingo, you can actually access their vendor and they have a level 75 white bow that has additional frost damage.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's handy. And if you have vendor health pots, make sure you're full health. Because if somehow you misclick it, you won't be able to use it. You'll get an error message saying, look, you're full health.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
That's a good point. Excellent. All right. Well, Azzy, thank you. Thank you for sharing and thank you for, again, coming to have a chat with us. So what we're going to do now is we're going to talk about the news in the world of Warcraft. So,
Lita, you gotta make the sound.
I know there's been something happening. I have not paid attention because that's what I do. But something about the Water Striders.
Okay. Yeah, so the Water Strider, the only reason why we're going to bring this up is that technically Irons and Bloodthirsty should not use it because you're supposed to not have access to it because you only get it from fishing rep, right? And you can't do the fishing quests, I think, right? So you can't get enough rep. Anyway, so basically in one of the builds, a Water Strider was nerfed so that they could only walk water in their current expansion zone. So when you get the original Water Strider, you can only use that in Pandaland, and if you get the new one, you can only use that now in Warlords. And then everybody freaked out, which I don't think it was that big of a deal. I understand why they did it, because they don't want people to use these things to cross lakes and all that stuff when the new content comes out. So,
yeah.
I mean, sure, it makes sense to me. Why is everybody... I don't know. Anyway, so... but Blizzard said that they will revert that change and say that the two Water Striders will work for anything that is Warlords and earlier. So... it just won't work for anything new, which is fine. I mean, sure, you know. I don't know. I didn't think it was a big deal, but some folks did. There's some people that were trying to make it as big as like the mount thing, and I'm not even close, man. It's not even close. So the other thing that's happening is the Love is in the Air is wrapping up. It's wrapping up. And finishes on February the 29th. Mm-hmm. So you have like two more days to do quests and stuff and all that jazz.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Or
allegedly, there's a love rocket in there somewhere, but I don't.
Apparently.
Oh.
Apparently. Apparently, yeah, somewhere.
I deleted the image. No. Oh well. Okay.
No. I saw someone on Twitter said they got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen two people get it this year, so which is fantastic. But it's definitely like I think the hardest mount ever. What is it? 11 years, and I'm still So I've got a couple more days. 8 goes per day. Yeah, I'll be sitting here crying next time.
You have to try harder.
I have to do it every year.
Try harder, though.
Yeah. Yeah, keep trying. But anyway, let's move on to site news. So what have we got? Legion update?
Okay, Legion update. So basically, I'm doing testing for health, but just to find out what's going to happen for irons and stuff for when all the new content comes out. Basically, we've confirmed that level 15, you do not get a talent picked, which is good. So we're still going to go with that. There is no spec change statistic. So we may not be able to restrict folks to only one change or keep it at the same default spec. So, you know, it does make things a lot easier if you can change between specs willy-nilly. I kind of would like to be able to track it and maybe give people the option, okay, you pick which one you want to go and then go. But I would definitely leave it up to a poll and all that stuff and find out what people think first. But it may, okay, so it may be that we may not be even be able to check. I've asked Blizzard to add that in so that we can check, but I don't know if they will do it or not. Sometimes they give me stuff, sometimes they don't. I went through to check what the default specs were between level 100 when you create your template character to test the new crap out. And everything is exactly as it is at level 1, except for druids and mages. Druids at level 1, they're rest duration, but at level 100 they're feral. So I'm not sure at what point the default changes. I'm gonna try to level up a character up to level 10 and find out if it changes then. The problem with druids and mages right now in alpha is that they don't have any level 1 spells, so you hit with your like wand and stuff, and it takes forever to kill anything, so I'm not wasting my time with that. So mages level 1 is fire, and level 100 is frost. I'm and again, I'm not sure what the difference like at what point it changes. And I'm not sure if this is Blizzard not knowing what they want to do. I kind of assume that druid would probably be better off as a feral, and mages as frost, but maybe it hasn't gone through at level 1. So I do have to log a bug with that and just ask them. I'm not I'm like they have never like they've never gotten like they've never replied back, so I don't know if they see it. Like I assume that they do read all the stuff that's posted up. I just don't know if it's been actioned or not. So that's it for those. Everything else remained the same between level 1 and 100. We did go over the level 1 specs in the previous show, so if you want to go and look at that, you can, or you can go on our forums and it's all there as well. I have a post up there that shows all the stuff as of the current build. So pacifist woes. No harm, which is five iron. I was actually speaking with him the other day. Is our level 93 pacifist that was flagged for getting a kill. The character did not actually kill anything, so how were they flagged? He says he was in a cave and he was near a mob that was getting killed by another player, and he got credit for a kill, even though he never tagged it. So it sucks. It's like it's a feature, but you know, it's one of the it sucks, man, right? Like it's almost like dying to like the invisible mobs in the caves and stuff. Like you can't do anything about it. It's like
Yeah,
I wish.
I was online when he put a GM ticket and he was distraught. And
Oh man.
I don't know, is it possible to put like, you know, for Bloodthirsty have a like a buffer of five or ten critters? I mean, it just seems
Well,
to me that that's the problem. If you've got like zero critter kills or whatever, then something like this is going to happen. And oh, I couldn't imagine, but
yeah,
surely you can put a buffer in, can't we?
he was saying that it wasn't a critter though, from what I understood. We had asked everyone if we wanted to do like let you have one or two or three or even five, and everyone had responded no. So we've already done a poll, and it's like it just it, it I I kind of get why they did that, so that people could be able to get credit for kills and all this stuff, fine, and then they can quest faster, but for us, it's horrible. The other thing that we were looking at were killing blows. We were looking at not allowing them. However, what it looks like is that when you do the quest Plants versus was Ghouls, I have it Plants versus Zombies because that's the game that my son plays. Apparently, that contributes to killing blows, but not kills. So you can do that quest, and you can get XP as a pacifist and not get any kills. And I think it's legit. So I don't think we'll be able to do killing blows. I've completely lost my train of thought.
Therefore, I am.
Well, we were. We were thinking about restricting that because we were worried about people rolling like a hunter and just letting their pet tank everything, and they don't get the kills, and it's like a buffer, right? Yeah, but you know, when you have that class, it's that's what comes with the class too, right? So I would say at this point, I'm not going to be able to count those killing blows unless people come out and say you should. And if people really feel strongly that you should, then send me an email and we'll post it up on the forums like we usually do. And we'll get everybody to weigh in on it, because, you know, I I've always said, I maintain the website. Everybody else does the rules, right? So I'm not trying to set the rules. It's you guys are doing the rules. So please let me know.
Okay. Keep talking. You do well. Man,
great. Okay, so we have the date of the Challengers report. I've actually merged it into one thing. And instead of separating them into who leveled up and who died, I put them into one group. And I'll tell you who's leveled up and who's died. There's Jeppy in our chat room. Hello, Jeppy. Sorry. He just popped up. It's like I'm a squirrel, man. I gotta go through this because I don't want to get as in trouble. So Iron Man, okay, we got Jubsy hitting level 70, Cones hitting level 70, a bit Frosty hitting level 71, Iron Casual hitting level 71, Asmongler 2, which is Asmongold, it's his second character, is hitting level 72.
He's doing well.
Yeah, he is. After the one bug, you know, where he died from it, he's come back, which is good. All Swag hit level 77. Lysand, which is Lysen, from who's our first level 100 this Iron Man round, I guess, is leveling a warrior. He's level 77. Calendrill 78. Star Fox hits level 79. Marg Hunt hits level 81. Lita, would you like to say the next one? or we'll just say YOLO, Lady 5.
Yeah, that probably would really take out our clean tag. F. Yeah, no.
YOLO.
King YOLO. There we go. Hit level 85. Dead Jitters died at level 90. And Azzy, I know you said that you've gotten up that high and died. It's like, that hurts, man. I mean, I know that. And Tenny listed her 4 level 9. Detunes, and I believe that they were previous irons. We'll have to double check on that, but I just noticed that they popped up on our list again. And Irons Devo is level 99. Yeah, and that's Kruthni, I believe. on Twitter is at Krithny, I think. And there we have a new level one, new level 100 is something in Russian, but not really, because they tried to boost their tune and we catch it and it's flagged. So nope, nice try though. And we actually do have a nice new level, nice new Iron Champion. And it's funny because we talked about it last week, and I checked, and it wasn't changed yet. But it was my fault. She actually hit level 100, about an hour before we went live last week. And there's something going on my side, and I was screwing around with the cron jobs and stuff. Anyways, so it didn't get done, and so Fariona has got her third iron this round, and overall, this is her sixth one. And this is another druid. Mm-hmm. So she's got two druids, a priest for this, and those characters have hit, I think she's got them at level 90 and what, at 85, I think?
Yeah.
I think. Something like that.
Okay.
But, you know, she's in a whole different league. I don't know how she does it or even has the time to do that so often.
Yeah.
Okay. okay, so, Azzy, if you gotta take off, no problem. I appreciate you coming. So it's his wife's birthday, so it's okay, no problem. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Tell your wife happy birthday from us.
Yeah, she's looking at me, glaring at me as birthday. So
tell her I'm sorry. You can blame me. That's okay. I'm fine.
Yeah. All right, guys, take care. And, okay. Thank you. Happy challenging.
Thank you.
Cheers.
See ya. Excellent. Okay. All right. Sorry about that, guys. But yeah, it's Azzy's wife's birthday, so we were very lucky to get him for some time. Okay, what else have we got in the stats?
Would you be able to read them off while I re-add our faces to the page?
Is everything gone? Okay,
well,
all right.
Because I'm just being me.
OCD much? No, I can't talk because I'm completely like that. Uh-huh. Okay, so we've got blood, we're up to the bloodthirsties, but I have to say to Fariona, awesome, that was an awesome effort. Six overall irons, that's amazing. Yeah. She is a champion.
Yep.
Okay, so bloodthirsties, let's have a look. So bloodthirsties this week we take from level 30 and above. So Von Pickles, that's a cool name.
I love that name. That's so funny. Cool.
35.
Von Pickles.
Bent Grinder, 46, and another Bent Grinder at 59. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. And Marg Hunt at 80. Ooh, that's a nice. That's awesome. Great work, guys. Pacifist, we've got, again, from level 30. So we've got Opalina at 33. It's Tula. It's Patuli.
It's pacifist.
He's not here. Where is he? I haven't seen him. He's
probably sleeping.
He's probably asleep. 1 a.m. Yeah, he's probably asleep. That's okay.
It's almost 2 a.m. this time.
He got to 38.
Nice.
Kuma? Gone, dead, what? 43? What does that mean? Kuma?
Oh, that was a character that I saw hit level 43, and then they deleted the character. Now, I don't know if the character was deleted or if Blizzard shut their countdown.
Mm.
So I just know that it, as far as I could see, it didn't die. It's just now it's no longer there.
It's just gone.
Yeah. So for whatever reason, she gone. He gone. Character gone.
Is she? Yeah. Oh, that's a shame. Okay, so we've got Kratora at 45. I can't even comprehend these guys. This is amazing. Yeah. Flavin at 52. Gardening. Oh, dead at 56. Oh, no. Oh, I love that name, though. That's mm-hmm. very, very clever. Very, very clever. Daedrin at 62. Bloodless, 64.
Yeah.
Fullman 69 and No Harm
got flagged
at 93 with the kill that was not a kill because they were nearby, which that is harsh.
Didn't think it was a critter. I know that as he mentioned it was a critter, but I didn't think it was. I thought it was a mob. But if it was a critter, then that's been in the game for a long time. And if it was a mob, I think they added that with Warlords. Pretty sure.
That's absolutely rough. So so No Harm, you know, commiserations to that. That's 93 is an amazing effort to do as a pacifist. As I said, I cannot comprehend that. So that's just fantastic.
And I kind of figured he would get to max because he also has a level 90 iron. Don't think he has a 100. I'm just going to double check. 5 iron? No, but he definitely has a level 90 hunter. So, this would not have been his first time around, right? And I figured he would be able to get to max because so far we've never gotten one to max yet. So, we're still waiting. Okay. And we'll there's been people close. Very, very close.
Yeah, so Fullman's the next highest at 69, which is, again, amazing effort. You be the 12-year-old, that's fine. I'm going to keep going.
I will say I am 39 turning 12, so...
Always.
That's how Trust me,
that is so true.
I laugh at fart jokes, it's okay.
Okay, so moving on. We're going to talk about our week. So, Stone, tell us, what have you been up to?
I have been up to stuff. Okay.
Excellent.
All right. So what about you?
You're done. And I've been up to. No.
Okay. I have been up to... We've been working on the details of the new engine stuff. It definitely requires something for the user to load as a add-on in the game, because you are going to be submitting combat parses. And once the add-on is done, then there will be more work on my end. So once we're close, we've done some testing out. We will announce more about what it is, but you might be able to guess. If we're having to look at parses and stuff like that, you might be able to figure out what it is we're going to do. I also did some more Legion testing, because I wanted to, because there was a new build that was deployed, build 2154. Don't ask me why I remember it, but I do. And I just wanted to verify that all the testing I had done before, where we knew that default specs were there and all that stuff, that they were exactly as it is now. Like, they didn't make any big changes. We went over default specs. We went over to make sure... Actually, I think I'm re-verifying that level 15 talent. You don't get it picked, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be staying the same. And also that transmog does not work on white gear. I've asked for them to say, can you transmog your heirloom gear, which they're changing color from beige to like a baby blue.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can transmog that, but you can't transmog your white gear. I can get that, you know, hey, you might not want to transmog your gray gear, but what's the problem? Just give us the white gear, man. And I mean let us change our white gear to make it look like what we want, and then I don't have to get lots of flack on my side when I say, hey, we're not going to allow transmog stuff anymore, we're not going to allow cosmetic gear anymore, because then you can just transmog everything, be great. But anyways, because I'm sure in Legion I'm going to hear it, because the code's getting complicated. The other thing I did was mount farming, and I was unsuccessful in my bid to get the Life Binder's Handmaiden and Experiment 52B. I want to get out of Dragon Souls so bad, so bad. I just, you know, because like I spent a year in there when it was live, and I, you know, I was like, okay, well, now that there's mounts in there and I can just go in, hopefully I'll be able to get them quick and work on something else, right? No. And it's the same way with my Ashes. Ashes for all of TBC. That was the last raid I had to do to get all that mount. And I just, over time, I was like, I hate this raid so much just because of the mobs make you mind controlled and all that stuff. It's just a rough fight. I don't think I died, but it was just a pain. And it feels like right now, Dragon Soul is not a big deal. The only thing you just gotta go back and forth on is back. And once you're done that, you're fine. But it's, I try and do 25H, and then, because then I have a better chance versus 10. Some of my tunes, I try to get them up to at least 650 in order to do 25H. And if not, they have to be at least 610 to do 10, just to be able to get a chance at Life Binders. But overall, though, I mean, it gives me gold, like just tons of gold. I get at least a good 4,000 to 5,000 gold off of just vendoring stuff. When I do 25H, I'd say closer to 4, but it's still good to help pay for raiding and raiding costs and repair costs and all that stuff. And I did raids. Lita, with Mount Farming, are you trying to farm something or no? No? No mounts?
Am I trying to farm something?
Are you trying to farm a mount? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one is that?
Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. I'm not biting. But, no, but I am still running the Love Dungeon. That's what I call it. Everyone loves.
Wow, it is.
It's the Love Dungeon. Well, it's easier than going running Shadowfang Keep for the love of that.
Just
running the
Love Rocket.
It's Love Dungeon sounds fun. Dungeon. So yeah, I'm running 8 tunes. I've run 8 tunes through every day. I've been collecting tokens on my warlock every day to try and get, because I thought, well, I'll see if I can get enough to get the upgrade token to take the heirloom gear to 100. So you needed 450 tokens. Okay. So I had to do all the quests, the daily quests every day, as well as go do the hand-ins for each of the factions. Every day, bar I think I might have missed once, and at the moment I'm sitting on about 420 with 3 days to go. So I'll get the 450, but I tell you what, if you miss a day, that makes it tight of getting 450 tokens.
Yeah.
Account wide, it would be really cool if they were account bound, because account wide I've got over 1,000. And I could get more, trying to do that on one tune or more than one tune is just, I can only do it on one. So I'm still trying, fingers crossed. And I'll keep doing it on every tune until it's done, and then we'll see how we go. But I did get a mount this week, and I got the Black Steel Battle Boar mount.
Where did you get that from?
Which is the Glory of the Draenei guild achievement. So it's a guild vendor mount that costs you like 4,000 gold.
It's a guild vendor mount, really?
Yeah. So it's the guild one for Draenor. I think it's the dungeon one. Doing all the dungeon
achievements. Oh,
yeah, okay. Like her, the whole thing. My friend, his guild was able to. They got the achievement a couple of weeks ago, and he said, "Come over." So I made an undead warlock. I know, shock horror, but she hit exalted at level 41, and then I just managed to sell a couple things to get some money. So yeah, so I'm at 277 on mount. So pretty happy with that. Still working my way through some other stuff, but we'll get there. But Ashran. Oh, it's the place that I love to hate so much because I'm working on Nemesis stuff at the moment. And I'm about 343 out of 500 with the Night Elves in the Nemesis one that I'm doing. And it's like a really hit or miss thing. So you get into an Ashran and you find a really good group and everyone's doing the right thing. And everyone's, you know, the leaders like sending everyone down to the right places, and it's just like bam bam bam, and you're in there for an hour and you're like, oh my gosh, I've been in here for an hour and not died because we've got really good healers, and you get a lot of kills and all that kind of thing. And then you get into another one and it's like everyone group up, everyone come do the same thing, and you look at the map like I did last night and everyone's like scattered. And I'm not even leading it. And I'm thinking, and I was talking to my friend, Miss Midgey, and I'm like going, look, I don't know enough about Ashran to lead it. Like, I really don't know what the strats is, but the guys that know this stuff, when you get into a group and they can just run it so smoothly, because there seems to be such a strategy. Yes, there is events to do, but the good ones that I've been in have all been about, okay, we go do this, we hold this point, then we go do this event, then no, let the Alliance go kill our main dude and come over here and do this and do that. And it's like this strategy thing that I can't quite figure out exactly what they're doing. So if anyone knows where I should be looking, because I feel like I'm getting into all these Ashrans and no one understands it, and I'm trying to lead one, like I'm happy to lead one if I know what I'm doing properly and not leading everyone up the garden path. So if anyone's got any advice, let me know. But it's been a lot of fun. PvP, it's probably the one time in game that I really do swear quite a bit. Damn,
I have never heard you swear ever. Never.
Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun, and I've done a lot more stuff than that, but for this week, otherwise we'll be here for an hour.
What got you to do Ashran? Because I never thought you were into PvP at all.
I normally go through most expansions, and towards the end of the expansion I like get consumed by PvP. So the thing with this is, once Warlords goes and Legions here, it's gonna be harder to do the Nemesis stuff for the achievement and for the title. So my main thing was to get, just to try and get that knocked out, but it's kind of fun. Ashran's like this mixture of Winter's Grasp on steroids. It's kind of, and I loved Winter's Grasp so much. It was like one of the best places. So yeah, it's got all these like little things that you do within the bigger, like the bigger objectives. So you've got all these little events that you do, and the overall goal is, well, I don't know. The overall goal is really to complete your quest that you're given when you get in there.
Get out.
But it's this cycle of it's just really, really interesting. If you've not done Ashran, I suggest just go give it a go, and hopefully you'll get a decent group to, you know.
I've run it a couple times, but I don't think I've ever had a good group to make it fun for me, because, you know, it's never fun. It's never good to be on the team that won't win, right? So
yeah.
When they come out with the next PvP expansion and all that stuff, like the things that they're going to change, I actually want to play PvP, because I feel like it's something that I could do and not have to be. I feel like it's something that I need to have skill in.
Yeah.
But not be like pro.
Yeah.
And that's always what I felt like PvP was right now, is that if you didn't start at the first day, you're not going to have the same kind of gear.
The structure at all, right? that they've got for Ashran is that you can pick up gear quite easily. Like, you don't have to wait till you got your 4,000 honor points and go buy that one piece for the week, and then you can't do anything. You know, they've got things that when you do the quests and objectives, you're actually getting gear and trinkets and all sorts of things. So you can get quite geared much quicker. A lot of it's your basic green level, and then you can upgrade and get blue. And then, of course, there's your epic purple Warlord Season 3 stuff, which is very, very cool. But, I mean, the whole thing is it's really rather simple the way that they're doing it. You've just got to be careful. The whole thing is you can't go in there and just smash. Like, it's this 24/7 battleground. Like, it's not, okay, we kill General Trem, who is the Alliance main dude at their end. If you kill them, it's not like everyone stops and everyone gets out of the battleground.
Yeah.
We go back and you know, where are we going to go? What event's going to start? So it's that whole thing of making sure, from what I've noticed, is not to constantly be the ones that's always winning stuff. Like, you've kind of got to sidestep some stuff, because otherwise the other team's going to get buffed. And this was one of the things that I found when I went into Ashran last night, is we came up against Alliance that was so buffed that it made no difference of a 40-man team, because they'd been winning. It had buffed the Alliance to that degree that they were just steamrolling us. So there's obviously a balance in making sure that what you do within there has, I don't know. It's, as I said, I'm still learning. So if anyone's got any pointers, let me know. It has been good fun. But anyway, I'll keep talking about it if we don't move on. So so sorry, guys, that was a bit of complete PvP talk there.
So I've got another question about Ashran.
Mm.
I'm kidding. Go. Can move on.
I'm going to slap you. Okay, so now is chit-chat time. So this is where you can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, and warn people about potential disastrous areas quests. You know, all that kind of thing. So I'm going to stop talking. Stone, your turn to talk. Number one, please.
Okay, the first one is an email from Troyas. How do you calculate killing blows? On the stat screen, it shows my killing blows being more than my total kills, which I think has to do with these starting areas where there are so many people after the same mob, although I may be wrong. I am questing alone, but I want to keep tabs on the rules as I go, so I don't get flagged. I don't calculate killing blows at all. It's Blizzard. So Blizzard, I think what they do is that if you have struck damage to something via any method, it will count as a killing blow. Now, sometimes it may not count as a kill. For instance, in Plants vs. Ghouls, those quests, it counts as a killing blow, but does not count as a kill. I don't know why. I don't know why. It doesn't make sense to me either. It like it should. I would think if you have hit something to get credit for a killing blow, you should have a kill as well. That's just me. So, I don't think you should have more total kills than you would have killing blows. So, it's just how Blizzard does it. So you have to watch out. And if you're doing a pacifist character, you should have a scout that will go and test things out if you're not sure. So,
Okay. All right. Now, number two is a message from Facebook. So we've got, what do you think about random DC and dying on Iron Man Challenge? I still can't believe that happened. So I don't know the context of it, but obviously someone's DC'd and their toon died, which is the nature of the game. I mean, you can't control DCs, they happen.
And just ask and if as he was here, he would say that's just how it is. You gotta deal with it and re-roll. That's just how it goes. We
And
can't.
he's had a couple
Oh
of
yeah.
DC
Yeah.
deaths. So
And you know what? One of the things that pops out about him is that he'll die so high, but he keeps coming back, man, and he comes back quick. And he it's you need to do that. You need to keep it up. Just because you've died once doesn't mean that you're done. I mean, sure, maybe that tune, but just think about what ha happened. And if it was just a DC, things happen. I could say something else, but that's about as nice as I can be. It sucks. Yes, it does.
But it's part of
It's
what
part
it
of the
is.
game.
It's part of the whole playing an online game. That's, you know, and if you want to do these challenges, well, that's all part of it. So I agree. It's not the fun part of it. It's the really hurt part of it when you lose a toon to something like that. But you know, strip them down, delete them, or whatever you're gonna do,
Use
and
them as a
pick yourself
scout.
up. And yeah, that's
Use
what I
them
need
as a
to do. I've
scout.
not touched
Yes.
my challenge toon since I lost my
That's okay.
hunter. But
You need a break, and that's okay too.
yes, I'm running like 12 of them. I think I'm allowed a little break. Only
That's so
12.
many.
Okay, number
N
three, what
number
have we got?
three is a tweet from at Daniel underscore wow one. Hello, I've recently started the Iron Man challenge and was wondering if it is against the rules to tame or enslaving was allowed. Okay, so basically he's asking, can you tame other pets and can you enslave a demon? Yes, it's part of your class. Sure you can. I don't know about enslaved demon. I thought that was only a demonology spec, but I could be wrong. If you get that as part of your normal warlock class, go for it. As far as hunters, I think we've had this discussion where people were like, "Well, I don't think you sh should," but overall, everyone was saying, "Yes, you can," because you can tame just with your normal spec. I mean, with normally unspecced, so you can tame any kind of thing. And usually, you should try to tame a tanky pet. Just saying, like a
Turtle.
turtle bear,
Yeah. Excellent. All righty. So the fourth one we had was a tweet from Cranock, and it was, is it allowed to use Zen Pilgrimage as monk for the extra XP? Please let me know.
And I replied back. I said no. We have actually talked about this. That you're not allowed to. Okay, you can use the spell to teleport yourself to the temple to do the quests. and get the XP for the quest. You cannot use the buff that you get from turning in the quest, because when it came down to it, technically that buff is being applied by a NPC, and mm-hmm. it is also an XP buff. So we do not allow that. So monks do not get the XP buff. You should not be using that at all. If you get it, you can just click it off, but you can still do the quests and stuff. And I will say, I have a level 29 monk, and I went back to do the level 20 trainer, and I was about 25% away from dying. The trainer is hard. It's
tough. Yeah.
And I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to go back in. I'll be nine levels higher. I think it scales. So,
oh, okay.
I was just, what? Okay, so I don't know if I'm going to even try it next time. I think I'm just going to blank that part out and just level up as like a normal melee.
I don't think I've done anything on my monk. She's monk about a 23.
Fun. Monk is fun and they're strong, but the trainer that you have to fight is very, very hard to beat. If I can beat it, I mean, it's not that hard because I don't consider myself to be great. But I was scared. So the last one is a question from Facebook. I have a question. Does this item flag you if used for the quest? And it is a Sunwell Blade. It's a green item. Yes, it will flag you. You do get one accident. You get one accidental green item. And yes, the link came in as a thoughtbot.com link, which I didn't know that it was still in existence. I thought that was all long gone. But yeah, though it's for a quest, yes, it was still flaggy because it's still a green item. There's that. And I think that's it.
That's it. Awesome. Yeah. And I don't think we've got much to say from the chat room. But I think mine's... Is there anything you see?
Ooh. Not from what I can see. The last thing I see is you typing in, keep your eye out for the show title as well, please. With a smiley face.
With a smiley face, because I'm a smiley face kind of person.
I don't know, exactly. I can't tell. Like... You look like a warlock all the time, and I can't really tell because you've got that mask on.
I know, because I have my corruption mask on me. It's, you know, it's what I do. You don't know I'm smiling at your demise behind as I PvP. That's what it's all about. So anyway, we're going to wrap up the show. So Stone, next show.
Who, me? okay, our next show will be Saturday, March the 12th at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time. Now, mind you, the next day is going to be daylight savings time changing over. So that will also be Sunday, March the 13th. I think it will be back to 9 a.m. Lita time. And I think 12 midnight, Sunday 12 midnight for Central European time.
We'll tweet it out anyway.
It out.
Definitely.
And we'll be joined by Rogue Slayer, who will be returning to guest with us to tell us what's been happening with her lately.
Yeah, which is very exciting. So again, thank you to Azzy, even though he's had to go and
happy birthday to his wife.
With his lovely wife. So thanks, Azzy, for coming and having a chat. And I tell you what, that's just awesome, the amount of tips and, you know, information that he's given for me to help me continue on with my challenge turn. So, Azzy, thank you so much. And if anyone wants to find him, they can find him on Twitter, and it's as I keep saying it how you want to say it. As a loon, that's what I keep saying, and it's not right.
Even though it's not right, I still win.
I know. Stop it. Poiko's got to go. Bye, Poiko. Thank you for staying. So now, if you want to contact us, you can email the show at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/wowchallenges. You can check out the show on YouTube at youtube.com/wowchallenges1. And that's the number one. And don't forget to remember and come catch us live at twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
Mm-hmm. My turn. You can find me. I don't know what is wrong with me. You can find, I think it's because we did back-to-back weeks. So you can find me on Twitter at wowchallenges. And no other podcasts, unfortunately. There's some podcasts I was on that we are going on hiatus. So this is my...
But we're still here.
But we're still here.
Yeah. So which is good. And if anyone wants to find me, you can find me on Twitter at LitaWow, as well as you can listen to me on my shows, which is Behind the Avatar, Control.WoW, Copster and Radio, and Geektopia podcasts. So Mark Conan does our intro, and Mark Conan is awesome. So again, as always, we like to say thank you to Mark Conan. And if anyone wants to talk to him or, get him to do anything, talk to him on Twitter at Mark Conan WoW. And he's also a co-host with Jules of Torrent Think Tank, so you can contact him that way.
Okay, if anybody wants to talk to him. Just send him a tweet. Hey, what's up? Conan. Hey, dude.
Hey, Mark Conan. He's a good guy. He's a really good guy. Absolutely. We love Mark Conan. We are
going to get him on here eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. He does an awesome troll voice. He really does.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, way better than that.
I'm gonna flip the table.
Flip the table. There he is. Man. He's gone. Okay, chat room. Well, thank you, chat room. Thanks, you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. So before we go, I wanted to say was that we're gonna try to be doing it once every 2 weeks now. I realized that this show was actually only a week after our last one, but I think we're gonna try to do every 2 weeks, and we're gonna try to get we're doing that because we want to get on more of the irons, and we have a long guest list, and because we don't run once a week, it's hard to get everybody on that we want to get on and stay within the hour. And even now we're not even in an hour. Actually, we're at an hour and 20, man. And it's only been a week.
Yeah, anyways, exactly.
So we are going to be going to once every 2 weeks or so. I might be able to twist somebody's arm to do an impromptu show once in a while. And we'll just see how it goes. But Thank you for listening and everything that you guys do. And I hope you guys have fun on doing your Ironmans and all that stuff. And yeah, well, I'm not going anywhere. I don't know why. Anyways, I'll see you next time. I will be back next time. See you later.
Bye. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.